Hey, by the way,
Hmm.
when I was looking at all the SPX photos,
Yeah.
it's kind of funny that all the ones you took have a soft orange glow to them. Did you notice
That
that?
was on purpose.
Really? Is that a
It's
filter
a
you
it's
have?
a setting I have. No, it's poor lighting and no flash.
And like everything being the same color, kind of orange wood.
Yeah, that hotel was all yellow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Save this for later. Oh, hold on. I gotta do the intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for this? Ow!
Yeah.
You ready for it?
That's what I thought.
It's powered by Pow.
That's our theme song, as performed by Roland E. Sue, the third member of Spy vs. Spy. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Rolly.
Thanks,
Polly.
Raleigh Fingers. You know Raleigh Fingers? You know that guy?
No. Who
He
dat?
what?
Who dat?
He's former major league pitcher, Oakland A's, best mustache. You may recognize him from some of the best mustache site blogs on the Intermustache.
Okay, sure, that guy.
You've probably seen him around.
Oh yeah.
I think he's the guy who invented modern day relief pitching. Not invented, popularized, necessitated,
Really?
propagated. He was the first of the real relief closing superstar pitcher guys,
I'll buy that.
and he's the reason why he was so good. Everyone said, "Hey, we got to get ourselves a Raleigh Fingers," but no one had the mustache to compete.
So then what did they do?
So then I don't know. They're still trying to keep up to that stuff, man. They're living the dream, trying to recapture the magic.
Speaking of recapturing the magic,
Oh?
welcome to Spider Spy Podcast.
Welcome to Spy vs. Spy, the podcast, starring Brian and Phil.
That's right.
Hiatus.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the
So.
Hawks crushed the Wizards yesterday. I mean, I wouldn't call it a crush. It was a squeaker.
Washington
It's good, though.
Wizards? You mean the Bullets?
What?
The Bullets?
The Bullets.
Washington Bullets.
No.
That's what they used to be called.
Not
How
anymore, though.
quickly you forget.
But they're the Wizards.
They used to be called the Bullets, and then they decided that that was too violent and not a good image.
Wizards is worse.
Yeah, it totally is. Bullets, I mean, bullets aren't violent. It's not like you're calling your team the Murderers.
Right.
It's they're
Bullets don't kill people,
bullets.
nor do
They're
guns.
fast, and they could be shot straight into the air. They could be shot into the ground. They don't have to hurt anybody. They're just a
They
thing.
let you know when a race starts.
Well, not really. They don't really use a bullet for that, though.
Dunno.
No, they use blanks. The starter pistols
Oh
don't
yeah.
use a don't actually fire a thing.
Right.
It's just a noise.
The Washington Blanks, not a good team name.
No, not really. I don't know. That's stupid when
Maybe when
they.
Dick Tracy came out.
What?
Maybe back when Dick Tracy came out. That'd be a good name.
Blank's
Yeah.
face. But the yeah, they changed their name in I think the 90s or something like that. And then but to the Wizards, and the NBA already had the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
You already have a team called Magic. Calling yourself the Wizards is kind of like, ha, we own those guys. We get to tell them what to do, but nobody else.
I think they wanted
We are still able to be stung by a hornet or mauled by a grizzly.
they were
Or
trying to foster a rivalry, I think.
maybe. But my favorite is when sports teams move and then don't change their name. Well, it's kind of a tricky thing because when you move your team, you move your franchise, if you give them a new name, you kind of just say, okay, well, everything that happened in the past is gone, and that's, we're brand new now. But you're not really brand new. You have all the same players, the
Right.
same records, team history, and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And so, yeah, the best one is the Utah Jazz.
Because.
Because I think they were originally from New Orleans or something like that. And then they moved to Utah, and they kept the team name, the Jazz, which is really not When I think Jazz, I think Utah is the last state on my list for Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
I'm more like, man, yeah, that Idaho Jazz, that's a hot sound. Yeah. But I don't know. And then the Vancouver Grizzlies were an NBA team for a little while, and then they moved to Memphis, and they are still called the Memphis Grizzlies. And I'm not sure there are any grizzly bears in Tennessee.
Hmm.
Maybe Dean Tripp can tell us.
Maybe. Can we get him on the phone? Is this on?
I don't think it's possible. So, no, we'll just have to pretend that he said, nope, there isn't. But Batman did turn into a grizzly one time.
Say it in his voice.
I don't know how.
Dean's voice?
I don't know how to do his voice.
That's real like, hee-haw.
A sad donkey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So in other news...
Yeah.
Fucking Indianapolis crushed Jacksonville.
Indianapolis, home of the mm-hmm. Indianapolis Thundercooks.
The Colts.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Colts. Take that, they're on
AFC
their,
South.
They're well on their way.
Mm-hmm.
They're forced to be reckoned with when they play as a team. And everyone contributes the way that they can. They are a team.
Just goes to show that a horse can beat a jaguar at everything.
If the horse has heart. Jaguars, mm-hmm. they tend to be a little, they rest on their laurels, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absent-minded, too.
Yeah, it's like, you know how elephants never forget? They say the opposite for jaguars.
That's right. That's right.
Jaguars always forget.
Which is nice, though, because...
if you ever get attacked... If you get attacked by one in the jungle, if mm-hmm. you are able to hide somewhere out of plain view for five minutes,
mm-hmm.
they will give up.
That's true. But an elephant will hunt you to its dying day.
That's right. Even if you return... Like, if you, like, say you're in Africa and an elephant's stalking you in the jungle, mm-hmm. the jungles of Africa, then if you go home and you come back in 5 years... to go camping again. That elephant will stalk you down again. It'll continue. And it'll be the same elephant, you can tell.
Even if you're in a different town of Africa, it'll, like, know you're there.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing about jaguars is if you run into a jaguar and it's not, like, all about eating you at the moment.
Yeah.
You could totally spill your guts to it. You could tell it all your deepest, darkest secrets and it would, like, meh, mm-hmm. And then, you wouldn't have to worry about that shit getting out.
No, but it is kind of sad, though, when you think you formed a bond with somebody or some animal.
Yeah.
And then you come back later and you're like, oh, man, let me update you on what happened with that chick. And he's like, what? Who are you?
Yeah.
What chick? Where am I?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know. They're like goldfish. Their memory is like 5 seconds long. Well, 5 minutes,
yes.
As I've previously said. I meant to say minutes, not seconds. Sorry.
I think...
They forget where they are all the time. That's how come they don't live in cities.
I'm pretty sure... that if the world was all animals, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure...
Like Get Along Gang?
Yeah, Dane Cook would be a jaguar. that's my hunch. The way you've described them, I'm just picturing them. I can't help it.
No, but didn't we say that they're not enthusiastic about stuff?
Oh, shit. Well, maybe you're right. But
if the whole world is animals, I hope that Dane Cook gets eaten by one higher up on the food chain by him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally something.
Did you know that everybody except for Dane Cook fans hates him?
What? Yeah. I would assume that.
Anybody? Well, no.
But I suppose, yeah, people don't really have much of a neutral...
No, you can't, be neutral on that guy. You can't not really... If you know who he is... You probably hate him.
Yeah, you got an opinion.
Yeah. Wait, is that good? What do you think of that? Is that important? Or is it better to be overlooked sometimes?
I don't know. His name's out there. I just mention him, and I don't even like him. So, like, and there's plenty of people I like that I'm not mentioning right now. So, really,
every time I see a movie trailer with him, I keep thinking it's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know why that is. I think it's because I
Life Cereal guy?
Life Cereal? Does he advertise Life Cereal?
No, I don't know who he is.
Ryan Reynolds? He was Barry Van Wilder there. Yeah, okay.
We didn't get that movie here.
Okay. He was in the third Blade movie. I know that. I didn't see that, but he was in it. He had a beard. He's a sidekick guy.
Was he one of the guys from Two Guys and a Girl?
Yes, and a pizza place.
All right, okay. All right, all right.
God, what an awesome, awesome show. Yeah, he went on off of that show, and so did Nathan Fillion, who went on to be in a few other things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
He was the lead in Firefly. Remember Firefly, that show?
No.
You don't remember that show?
No.
It's pretty good. You should check it out.
Oh, I know why you know who this guy is.
He's from Canada.
Because he was romantically linked to Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, they were married. I don't know if they are or what anymore.
They were engaged.
They're both from Canada, those guys.
He's currently dating Charlotte Johansson right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, and he's a Green Bay Packers fan.
Way to go, dude. Only because they have the same color scheme as the Edmonton Eskimos.
You think that's it?
Copied them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, he must have been pretty excited on Sunday.
Because Brett Favre...
The Packers didn't play on Sunday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But the Vikings lost, so that must have been at least some kind of a comfort to him.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Do you like the new format, Brian?
Man, yeah, I don't know what to think about that.
I opened up ESPN.com right before we started.
Why? You hate sports.
I know.
You just want to try to relate with me? You want to try and rekindle our marriage?
Mm-hmm.
If we were to go on one of those rekindling retreats,
yeah,
you know, where they try and get the married couples to relate again and all that,
we would get the caveman room.
Yeah. And then it would just be playing sports and be like, fuck, every channel is sports, god damn it.
Yeah. In March 2005, Reynolds spoke of his interest in and involvement in a possible film adaptation of Deadpool.
You know a lot about Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, well, I just didn't know who he was, but then now,
triggered the name and you're like, oh, that guy, the guy who said he would want to be in a Deadpool movie. What?
That's
He never said that.
It all comes spooging back. No, he said it in 2005. Yeah.
So he's not a comics fan then.
And he might play Wally West in an upcoming Flash movie. Oh, I'm spooging back.
Ever since he was in Blade, they're like, hey, you want to be in another superhero movie? He goes, yeah, sure, why not? What do you think about playing Wally West? He's like, yeah, fine, okay, yeah. You write it up, you pay me money to do it? Yeah, yeah, well, no.
You'll pay me money?
You'll get money. Fuck, yeah, I'll do it. And like, okay,
I think
well,
you'd prefer to be paid in motorcycles.
Yeah, well, it's the same.
Yeah.
In America, the dollar is so devalued that pretty soon you're going to be buying a pack of gum with a motorcycle.
That's right. In America, motorcycles gum you. What a country. I can't help it. All right, I'll stop now.
My Yakov Smirnoff, let me show you him.
So he was in Blade 3, you're saying? Oh, uh-oh. That was a short show.
Iron Man update.
Oh, okay.
I was reading Iron Man, and he fought the Scarecrow. Marvel's Scarecrow, not DC's the Scarecrow.
Marvel's Scarecrow.
Paramount Pictures presents the Scarecrow.
Marvel Scarecrow is just all that fatchy dude. He's all green.
Yeah,
and
I don't even really know what his... Well, I never
He's
knew
like
him before.
Like a thatch roof.
But now I know. I now know the origin of the Scarecrow.
Let me have it.
He was a contortionist, Magic Ian. He was Magic Ian, was his name. And he worked in the theater, and Iron Man was just flying around, and he said, hey, there's a man holding up a box office in front of a theater. And there's, like, nobody on the street. And there's a guy with a gun, like, holding it at the lady at the ticket counter. And he's like, I'm going to get that guy. And he runs into the theater, which is kind of a weird thing to do if Iron Man's chasing you. I mean, I guess you're fucked in this, you mean, no matter what. Actually, you know what? I think it did turn out to be a good plan because the theater's full of people, and Iron Man didn't want to hurt anybody.
So you couldn't just, like, blast
of
nuke ray at
him. Or if he was just running on the street, he could just blow up the street or lift up the entire street and flip the guy or something, right? But he didn't want to hurt all the innocent people. So he goes in there and chases after the guy. And then the magician guy is all like, hey, this will be great for my publicity if I catch this thief before Iron Man does, right? Sure, yeah. Why not? So he, like, I don't know, somehow uses his fucking tumbling ability or something to capture the guy. And Iron Man's like, oh, thanks for helping out, buddy. I'm going to take this guy to the cop shop. And then he goes, hey, that was pretty good. And the crowd loved it. Maybe I will fight villains. And then he's walking around going like, no, maybe I'll become a villain. Yeah, because I'm really good at escaping from locks and straitjackets. So, therefore, there's no bank that could not be unlocked by me. So he walks around, and he sees a Scarecrow costume. Well, he's thinking, I gotta get myself a costume like Iron Man. And he sees a Scarecrow costume at a costume shop, and he's like, maybe I'll be the Scarecrow, because Scarecrows are I'm almost as flexible as a Scarecrow. So, naturally...
The Scarecrow costume is $8, and I have $8. I'll be the Scarecrow.
If it wasn't a copyright issue, it probably would have been a Gumby outfit, but he had to change it at the last minute. It was a Pokey outfit, and he had to get a sidekick to go around with him. And then, so he gets that, and then he's going back to his place, and he's like, you know what else I'm going to do? There's another guy in the circus, I don't know how he, or in his act or in his whatever, who has trained crows for his act. And he's like, I am going to steal his trained crows and use them. But to not be a total dick, it's weird. He goes, but this guy, this was going to be his last show. And he's really old, he's retiring, so he won't miss them. So it was like, okay, so he won't mind. But also, I got to get out of here quick before he notices. So he grabs the trained crows, and he fights Iron Man by being a Scarecrow with crows, trained crows that do stuff for him, that were trained by somebody else. But he's like, oh, they will obey me because they've seen me before. And he just kind of uses them. Like they sort of tie Iron Man up in a like rug or something. They take a tapestry off the wall and they like wrap it around him, and he's like, oh, I'm tied up. But and it's like Iron Man can stop a missile, he can break through walls, but he just can't lift his arms when they're bound. He's like, oh, my transistor power does not work, my lats or something. So that kind of stuff happens. It's all shenanigans. It's all just, it's ridiculous. I don't even remember what the full thing was, but he ends up beating him. But my favorite thing was back at the hideout. Scarecrow uses his pet crows to get him the phone at one point. Sitting there like, I'm going to make a phone call. Crows, my slaves, bring me my phone. And they fly the phone over to him. So
because they're afraid of him.
I guess. I mean, I don't know why they just don't fly away.
Yeah.
I mean, they must be into it. But like, come on. Like, you're crime crows now, and you're like living the life of luxury by the guy robbing banks and stuff. You have to bring.
I don't
the
care
phone
how flexible you are. I don't think you could get a crow to do your bidding. No matter how flexible you are.
No, I don't think so. I don't think his power or flexibility could do it. I forget if he had any like guns or bombs or anything. I forget. All I remember is that his origin is stupid. So, yeah, I don't know. I've never really heard of Marvel's The Scarecrow before. Do you know anything about him?
I only knew about him from the
Secret Wars.
No, the Marvel
Infinity Gauntlet.
He didn't go to Secret Wars.
He wasn't invited.
No, he wasn't. But no, the official handbook to the Marvel phone book.
He was in it. Do you think was he ever used again? Did he ever become a?
Oh, he's around. I think he fought the Hulk in less than thinking.
Poor guy.
Else. But
he had to fight the Hulk.
I believe so.
Shit,
I can look into it.
He's like the Brooklyn Brawler of Marvel Universe.
Totally.
Yeah. Remember that
I
guy
think of that guy and I'm like, sharks put out the flames.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, of course. I get it.
Yeah. That's right. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, totally.
I'm saying sharks put out the flames.
Yeah, like that.
Yep. It's okay. Lion cow, you did your best.
It's pronounced Lanko.
Fine.
Actually, no, it's not. That guy, Damon Lankow,
from
the Calgary Flames there, he used to, it used to be Lanko. That's what everyone said, and then he corrected, like, the media, and it's like, no, actually, it's pronounced Lankow. So now, like, all the announcers have to, like, change what they've been saying for the last 5 years.
So I just said it right?
You did.
That's weird.
So are you going to talk about, your trip back from SPX? I know we barely touched on all the stuff that happened there, but all our listeners were there except for Ive anyway. So
we barely touched while we were there.
That's true. We touched barely, if you know what I mean.
Sorry, I was wrong.
What?
I don't know if you fought the Hulk.
Hulk?
I'm not sure if you fought the Hulk.
Oh. Who did he fight? Iron Man. That's it. He gave
no,
up after
he,
that. I
he
would
fought,
retire.
He fought...
That's a tough thing, you know? To start out, your first thing, you're like, I'm going to become a supervillain. I'm going to use my contortionist. And then you, the first thing you have to do is fight Iron Man? You're like, God damn it. Like, how come I didn't get fucking Rocket Racer or some shit?
And you are talking about Ebenezer Lofton, right?
Maybe.
From Rhinebeck, New York? Circus escape artist, contortionist.
That must be him. Yeah.
Okay. He once joined Count Nefaria's short-lived team of super mercenaries, including the eel, the porcupine, the plant man, and the unicorn.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Scarecrow was the coolest guy of that bunch. That's why he joined. He's like, fuck all these
totally.
Guys are pussies. I'm the best.
Yep. But then, he went a little crazy, a little insane from going to jail so many times.
Did DC's the Scarecrow get hold of him?
That I don't know. Hmm. I know he was created by Stan Lee and Don Heck. But, Umberto's the Uncanny? This is...
Yes, that's... Alias. Yeah, that makes more sense. That's what he
nice.
Was... Yeah.
But no, he fell on his pitchfork...
On his hard times.
...when he was fighting Ghost Rider.
He never had a pitchfork on the thing I saw. Must have been an upgrade. And he's like, you know what? Crows are pretty good. I need something else that I can use to attack somebody besides...
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so he fought Ghost Rider, but then fell on his pitchfork and died and became resurrected by Astasira.
Aha.
And that's when he gained superhuman strength, speed, endurance,
oh,
as well
thank
as supernatural
God for that.
Ability to induce fear in his enemies.
Really?
Yeah. Well, but I bet it looks like he mostly fought... Mostly fought Ghost Rider, and then a little bit Spider-Man.
He seems to fit a bit more with Ghost Rider, and also Spider-Man. I guess he didn't seem to. I can't picture him fighting, like most superheroes. I guess, but
apparently he's in the Ghost Rider movie video game.
How convenient that a shitty supervillain got killed and got resurrected and made into a somewhat maybe half decent supervillain. You know?
Yeah, that is handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you going to do? So are you going to talk about your trip back from SBX?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, I am. Travel update. Okay, so basically...
You can make it short if you want. I mean, I don't care.
Okay.
We're already pushing 23 minutes right now, just so you know. Clock's a ticking.
Okay, well, basically, I was supposed to come back, but then Stillman and LaRose won it for the Hurricanes.
Oh, dude, don't dig that. That's too fresh. Don't.
Does that hurt too much?
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you watch that game? Did you listen
to
it on the radio?
No, I was at work last night. I couldn't watch it. It was on the radio.
You listened to it?
Rage, yeah. Yeah, I did listen to it.
And?
And it was painful.
Really?
Yeah.
That's such a close score, though.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was, the score does not indicate how kind of lopsided the game really was.
They, really?
Yeah, it was... yeah, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Cam Ward stopped 19 shots. That's...
Cam Ward from Canada.
Pretty good.
He's from around here, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Can you imagine a hockey player from Canada?
No. Yes.
The ace pitcher for the Colorado Rockies is
Canadian?
Is from Canada. He's
you
gonna
guys
start
do
gonna
all
start
the good
the
stuff
series.
Here.
Really? Yeah, we also have I'm serious. He's Jeff Francis, is that his name? Yeah, I
think he got all the comedians.
Yep.
Many of the sportsters.
Yep. All the good ones, anyway.
Don Heck.
Is he from Canada?
No.
Oh, man, you've shattered my fucking balls.
Sorry.
So you were
actually
you were trying to come
born
home.
In Jamaica.
You were trying to come home.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
They
said you can't go home.
Okay,
but you
so
can stay
basically
here.
Here's the, I don't know, I'll okay, all right, let me warm this up here. Let me. Okay. Can I hear the music again?
You don't, what?
Can I hear the music again?
What kind of music do you want?
Just the music to...
Okay, here we go.
Travel update. So basically, I took the train with Tom and Sarah to the Metro Center, where we embraced and said our farewells. Yeah. And then Sarah said that Tom cried a little bit.
Out of his dink.
Yeah. And then I went upstairs to be in Washington, D.C. for just a little bit and took pictures of Perry White pointing at monuments, as anyone has seen in my live journal.
Yes.
That was a big hit at 24-hour comic day. So then I was like, boy, howdy, this is fun and everything, but I really better get going. Yeah. I've got plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I got on the thing. I go to the to get on the train to take me to my bus that takes me to the airport.
Yeah.
So I get to the bus stop, and it's like a 45-minute wait for the bus because it was Sunday, you know?
Yeah.
And they waited a real long time, and I talked to this sculptor guy from Africa. He was super cool. But, yeah, we talked for a long time, and then the bus finally came. But anyway, I get to the airport, and I'm all like, hey, airport, put me on a plane. And they're like, oh, sorry, you're only 40 minutes early.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, you're only 40 minutes early. We can't let you on the plane. You got to be 45 minutes early.
Oh, like, my God, I hate that shit.
Are you for real?
That happened to us on the train in Portland. And this is a train. This is not even an, you know, airport where they have to fucking make you go through some things and whatnot.
Right.
We were on a trying to get on a train where the train pulls up and you step on it. It's right outside the thing, and they're like, "No, no, no! You're too late. You can't get on this. We have our tickets. The train's right there. Can we go through the door? On no, sorry." And the train sat there for like several more minutes. And we're like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Like, they're like, "No, it's too late." And like, "Why? What?" So that happened to you.
Yes. And the guy called. This is horrible.
Okay.
The guy calls down to the gate, and it's all like he's apologizing to me because it's like his second week or whatever. And he's like, "Hey, there's this dude here, and he's got all of his junk. He doesn't have any luggage. He's just his carry-on." Yeah. So
can he run? And
he's had this ticket for a month, so can he come on down and make it? They're like, "No, don't sign him. Don't do it. No, plane's full. Plane's full because they oversold."
I fucking hate that shit, dude.
Ridiculous.
Ugh.
Yep. So then there I am, 40 minutes early, which is not early enough. It's so infuriating because, like, God, I wanted to get home so bad.
Oh,
know?
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
you're
sick
and tired of being in such close proximity to people.
The Washington Monument?
Yeah, that's it.
No. It wasn't that. I mean, it was just like...
That thing stinks. It just smells so bad. You're like, I gotta get out of here.
Wash that thing, God. No, it's like the weekend was almost over, you know, and like I had wife and kids that I hadn't seen, you know, I left on Thursday.
Yeah.
So like I really wanted to get home because, you know, it was like back to work fest right after. So I'm all mad, and they get me on standby and I go down and start waiting and shit and then I end up waiting for like 3 hours. Before, like, even the next flight, that I had, like, the potential of getting on. So I'm, like, pacing and pacing. I'm like, dude, this airport was so poorly laid out. Like I had to take so many escalators and so many of those, like, people mover things to get to where my, like, plane gate was. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, like, dude, I wanted to smoke so bad. But, like, it would have been, like, a 25-minute walk. And then, like, all the way through security again and everything, you know? So
do they even
like,
have smoking booths in airports anymore?
Probably. There was a booth, yeah. There was a booth. It was, like, a 16-seater. And it was just, like, this box, and you could barely see in. I was like, I don't even want to step into that thing, man. Yeah. I will reek forever. So, by the way, I haven't had one today. So, there you go. Hmm. Yeah. But, so I waited wait. And they say that they're not going to get me on this one, and I'm just like flush with rage, you know?
Yeah.
Because like you know, I wait 3 hours, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, there shouldn't be a problem. No, it shouldn't be a problem. No, it should be okay." And then like right at the last second, they're like, "No, sorry, it's full.
Ugh.
Fuck off." And then, like, then there's the whole line of everyone getting on the plane. I watch them all go by, and I'm just like, you're a fucking dick. You're fat. You're ugly. You fucking pieces of shit. I'm against you all. We all get diarrhea. And then they close the door. They close the glass door that leads to the plane and everything. And I'm just like, well, fuck, now I got to kill 2 more hours. And I'm like, now I'm for sure going outside. I'll make that trek all the way to the front of the airport. I'm all pissed and everything. And then, like, just as I'm about to get up, the chick comes out, like, out of the glass door. She's like, sir, come on. Where? No, come on, come on, come on. She, like, rushes me onto the thing, onto the little walkway deal.
Yeah.
And she's like, do you work here? And I'm like, no, I don't work here. She's like, well, you're in 4 Charlie. Like, that was my seat number.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't work here. So, like, I'm not hip to, like, the Tango Foxtrot lady.
You're in, they put you in 10 forward where you got to have a drink with Guinan. I'm sorry.
What? The kid who got elected for the red district?
Guinan. Hold on, let's derail this and just talk about the Asian brothers in this, please. Right. Okay, so, Fort Charlie.
Yes. Yeah, so they put me in Fort Charlie, which is the last row of first class on the plane. And, nice. Oh, man.
But isn't the last row of first class kind of like...
First row, last class?
Yeah.
Top drawer of
no
class?
Second captain, first pick is what you were.
Yeah. No, that's cool. It was, man. Like, okay, the first class is like rows of 2 seats instead of rows of 3 seats. You know, like all the chum.
Oh, you know? So you got the coat hangers behind you.
No.
Oh.
No, the plane layout was not like that. Like the
oh, really?
Everywhere they hung the coat was in the front of the plane. So like it seriously went first class coach like just from seat to seat. There was nothing blocking. There was no shade or like
that's kind of
ferns.
Weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
If I was a regular first class flyer, I'd be kind of pissed.
I guess if I'd paid for it, maybe I'd be like, you know, there's a rabble who can see me.
That's
but,
right,
dude. I you know. I'm just looking over my shoulder, and I can see the whole rest of the plane all glaring directly at me, you know? Because, like, everyone in first class is all, like, fancy suited up and everything. Like, the dude in front of me is wearing, like, these big gold fucking...
bangles?
No, like...
Tiara?
Cuffs. Like, wrist... Like you would see on a pharaoh. Like, big gold bracelet...
Yeah, bangles.
Cuff things. Bangles?
Sure.
Yeah, totally.
No, it's definitely not a bangle. Yes, Chuff. It's a bangle.
It's a bangle.
I had to quickly look it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Let's see, a bangle. Oh, Don Heck's dead.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, Don Heck died in 95.
Well, we weren't on the air at that time.
No, so it
we
is.
We gotta catch up on our news.
It breaks for us.
Yep.
What now? Okay, so, you know, everyone around me is, like, super nicely dressed and everything. There's a pilot sitting right next to me, and I'm totally schlubbed out. I'm all greasy and skanky, and I'm wearing that, you know, that fucked up hoodie with the flaky sleeve, you know? And the stewardesses are all, like, I guess they're, like, more steward grandmas. We're all like, can I hang up your jacket? And my leather jacket, which had my DS in it. And I was like, no, I want to play my DS. Like, you know, yeah. But I didn't want to just, like, hold it. I was like, no, I'll keep my jacket. But they kept, like, asking me if I was sure. And, like, oh, get your jacket up right over here. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, no.
You know,
blah,
it's
blah,
first
blah.
Class. Like, you can hang up your jacket somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so
but
therefore
I,
you
know,
should.
Right. I didn't want to. Yeah. I was like, okay, ladies. But the food. There was food. Oh. They make the announcement, you know, once they get up into the cruising tude.
Yeah.
They're all like, beers available for $5, and we also have Pringles for $2, and the snack box for $5. And then they come by and they're like, hey, you want a drink for fucking nothing or whatever? You know, like, they're just, like, since I was the last row of first class, I got to see everyone else in first class be like, oh, I'll have, you know, scotch and water,
that's
and
right.
I'll have a vodka cranberry juice. And I'm like, hey, they ain't forking over no cash.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, but if I was the first person they asked, I'd be like, oh, no.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Assuming I had to pay. But yeah. No, I saw everyone do it. So I got a gin and tonic, and then I got another gin and tonic, and then I got friggin' brisket and cornbread and salad and these cookie things and a piece of lemon pie and a cup of coffee. And
nice.
And then they were offering me wine on top of that, and I was like, I just had 2 drinks, like 2 gin and tonics, and I'm fine now, thanks. You know? Plus, you know, I didn't want to get all ripped and try to start humping on that pilot dude next to me. But it was weird because I'm eating that food and it's like super fragrant, you know? It's like, I mean, it smells like food. You're in a tiny little box and it smells like food. And I'm just looking over my shoulder and there's everyone just like begrudgingly nibbling their lowly Pringles and, you know, nibbling the salt off their pretzels. And I don't know. I felt kind of bad. I felt like everyone should get one bite of this. I shouldn't. No one should have food this good in front of. It just, it's kind of fucked up. It's like the flight's not that long. We didn't have to eat.
Yeah.
You know? But it was just like, it was like a free rub your nose, rub everyone else's nose in your affluence meal or something. It just seems so dumb. It's like, it's only 3 hours, you know? I have been known to go 3 hours without eating. Sometimes. What do you think about that, Brian?
I think
first
awesome.
Class is a myth. I was great. I mean, it was like, it was a nice surprise or whatever. I was mostly just happy to get home, but like, fucking A. Do you understand what I'm saying, fucking A?
Yeah, totally, man. Getting home is the best.
Yeah, but I'm saying like...
How long does it take you to get from your local airport to your local home?
Oh, jeez, that was the worst, too. Because, like, the plane lands, and then I get off, and it turns out that I'm, like, in the very last gate at the very, very end of the airport. So I have to walk past every single gate and through the center of the airport to get to baggage claim where Heather was going to meet me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I'm at baggage terminal 13, which is, like, the second to last one, so I had to walk all the way. Like, I basically walked the entire distance of the entire airport.
Right.
And then we finally hook up, and she's like, oh, and by the way, I let Spencer decide where we parked, so we got a bit of a walk ahead of us. We had to walk the entire parking ramp, too. But, no, it's only about a 20-minute drive, so that's not bad.
Well, nice. Good.
Yep. What are you beating Donkey Kong over there? Come on, you sound a little attractive. What's going on? You didn't even you missed my whole class war tirade against fucking first class. I think it's a sham. And I want you to chime in.
About class?
About first class. About
upper class?
About fancy meals in a first class flight. I just think that's just rude to the, whoa, I think it's horrible. Fine, forget it.
No, I don't know, man. Like, whatever. First class is real expensive, and I don't really care. I'm just trying to get to a place, and it's only a couple hours. I don't care that someone has... Like, yeah, there's a better seat, and they get better stuff, but so what? I don't need it.
I guess, but if it's just I was one of them dudes nibbling the things, and I'm all like, you all got steaks, and you know...
Nah, who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Okay.
Who gives a crap?
Fine.
It would
They're
be
giving out hand jobs, though.
To me, it would be different if all those people were my friends...
Yes.
You know, and they were all doing something and being like, oh, it's too bad you don't get a steak, you know?
Totally. But if it was like Mike Stevens and he was all like eating his steak and half a Phil McAndrew steak.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So, but if it's just people that I don't even know and they're random business assholes, I don't give a shit. Do what you want. Spend your money. That's what America's about. Making all the money you can and spending it in all the stupid ways possible.
I suppose.
So it makes your country great.
Now, Brian, you know what the best part of first class is?
By wife?
Hardcover Sky Mall.
Oh, God. Does it have a foil stamp on the front?
Mm-hmm.
Tyvek cover?
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy anything? Did you buy some Nutter Butters?
On the Sky Mall?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But I did. I did bring it home. I brought my copy of SkyMall home.
Oh, sweet. Well, you're entitled. We flew Frontier Airline, which I think is based out of Denver. On our way down there, all the flights go out into and out of Denver only. Their little map. Mm-hmm. It all makes a big butthole right on Denver. A little star butthole diagram.
Love it.
Yeah. So, but they were a like small planes. But I think they were like small and new and trying hard to win business, you know?
You flew on a tryhard?
Yeah, and it was awesome. And here's why.
Excellent.
They had TV screens on the back of every chair. You had your own LCD TV screen right in front of your fucking face. And there's a company in Canada called WestJet that has that too, I think. But you could pay. They had TV. They had like, 20 channels of TV, something like that. You paid $5. You just swiped this little credit card thing. Credit card or debit, and you just swipe it, $5, you can watch TV. whatever channel, you know, lots of sports, lots of news, and different various other shits. Cartoon, a couple cartoon channels. Saw a guy in front of me watching Dexter's Lab. I just enjoyed his TV. And then they also had movies. I think it was like $7 or $8, and they had a choice of like 6 movies, and you could watch whatever movie you wanted on demand. You know,
you mean Dupree?
Either that might have been one of them. I don't know.
Okay.
But I thought that was a cool service. And, you know, it's like, what would you rather do? Spend $5 on watching TV for your entire trip or spend $5 on a bag of chips?
Yes.
Or whatever. No, but that they also had free snacks. We had, like, and also choices of snacks. Like, they came by with some, like, a bag of pretzels, but you could also get, like, potato chips. Like, they had those TGI Fridays potato skins chips, you know? And they also had, like, spicy nuts. You had, like, a choice of 3 things. And the bag of pretzels. There was those really fat pretzels, you know, that are like the width of your thumb.
Sure.
You know, the width of your thumb.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're pretty big bags and stuff. So yeah, lots of free, decent snacks that you didn't have to pay for, and TV. And if you didn't pay for the TV, there's a free preview for a little while. But you could also watch the MapQuest channel thing for free, which shows you like where you are on the map. And what your elevation and speed is at all times.
And that's cool.
That's pretty fun to check in on. I thought it was good. So, and then on the way back, we didn't fly on that airline. We flew on some other shitty airline that showed a movie where you had no choice of the movie. And both of our connecting flights there showed the same movie.
Duh.
And it's like, oh, you fuckers.
Is it you, me, and Dupree?
No, it was Waitress.
That's the pie movie.
That's the pie movie with the Carrie Russell.
I have a wife that saw that movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked it. It looked like a girl movie. Nathan Fillion was in that movie.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
And that's the show.
Oh, okay.
That's just building up to the big Nathan Fillion.
Ta-da!
I don't know. But, no, we should probably get out of here. Do you have anything else you want to...
It smells a little bit like farts in here.
Why would that be?
I think Spencer's just farting away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So?
Okay, so is there any you got any news?
This isn't a news show.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, shout outs to...
Special thanks to Massimo.
Yes, Massimo, thanks for keeping the lights on.
And keeping our urinals fresh. Massimo,
right.
Brand urinal cakes.
Taking it raw.
Urinal pies.
They
got that creamy filling.
Ugh.
Just how many peas does it take to get to the creamy filling?
One, two. All right. Well, shout out to Montreal. Way to trounce Boston. This is good job, Montreal. Montreal. How do you say that, Brian?
Montreal.
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 All right. Well.
Bye, Peters.